rest in this moment.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. My name's Bob. Bob Arthurs. I'm Pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And I'm glad to be part of the Refresh Radio broadcast here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And we're looking forward to spending the next 30 minutes with you here on this radio program. So this week, the spring fundraiser is going on here at WMIE. I want to challenge you to say, hey, let's hit the target that they have here at the radio station in record amount of time. I believe that more people need the Word of God than fewer people need the Word of God. And so if you can partner with the radio station over the next 6 months, why don't you call in and say, hey, we're thankful for what you do, and we want to help keep you on the air. So the number you could reach them at is 632-1000. You can call them throughout the day and let them know that you want to be partnering with them, 632-1000. And also, I'll say this, why don't you check out their Facebook page, or not their Facebook page, their website, WMIEFM.com. You'll find a number of corporate sponsors listed on there who not only do business in Brevard County, they do kingdom business through this radio station. And so we encourage you to check them out. One of those businesses that is very much kingdom-minded is one of our sponsors here, Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. And I know we had some cool weather here, in the month of March. Now we're into April, and I've been here for, this is my 25th April to be here, and that means hot weather is on the way. And so you want to make sure that your AC is working properly, and I encourage you to give Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric a phone call, 632-9538. Write that number down. Even if you're not having AC issues right now, write it down now, because it will be a blessing to you when your unit does go down. You want to make sure that the people that come out, that they're going to treat you right, that they are going to be knowledgeable about what they're doing. And the people at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric do that. And so I encourage you to give them a call. You will be glad that you did. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So we're looking at what does the nature of our existence look like when the Spirit of the Lord God is resting upon us. And I'll tell you that it's that where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is going to be justice. You know, I find it interesting that this generation that we are living in, they are very fixated on their definition of justice. And their definition of justice is, okay, we don't want this group of people being bullied, and so what we're going to do is we're going to bully this other group of people, and that other group of people that ends up getting bullied to a large extent are Christians. And so I want you to know that as a preacher of the gospel, I refuse to discriminate. I know this, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There are things in my life, there were things in your life, there are things in everybody's life that they needed to be repented of. And for me to not identify what God says is right and what God says is wrong, just because somebody else might not like it, because it might hurt their feelings. You know what? There are things that I used to do that God said were wrong. And in all honesty, some of those things that I used to do were enjoyable for a season, but they were destructive in the long run, and they were not right in His eyes. And I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit comes and deals with me about issues in my heart and my life that are not right. And I like the fact that He can use a still small voice, that He doesn't have to get louder and louder and louder to get a hold of my attention. And He doesn't wait until it is too late for me to change. God wants all men everywhere to come to repentance. He wants women and children and boys and girls to come to faith in Jesus Christ as early as they possibly can. What you will find is that this world will pass laws that are not just laws. They are unjust laws. They don't create an even playing field. They create an uneven playing field. Right now, there are countries who are actively persecuting Christian ministries and Christian churches and shutting their doors to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's very much an Acts chapter 16 mindset, because Christians are coming in and they are changing people's lives, and it is changing the culture, if you will. And it's causing people to have negative economic consequences, because some people that they deemed valueless are now understanding that they are priceless in the eyes of God. Now listen, God has always been a God of justice. And so I want to tell you that one of the things that the Bible describes as being displeasing in God's sight, let's put it that way, is when people had business dealings and they were cheating people in their business dealings. He didn't like that. God didn't like it when workers were being taken advantage of by their bosses and their bosses were refusing to pay. God doesn't like that. He didn't like it if you were a victim. He doesn't like that if you are the perpetrator either. He doesn't like he wants people being dealt with fairly and equitably. Okay. So, I want to say this way. First of all, God is a just God. You will find in the book of Revelation that the angels declare that He is righteous and just in all His ways. Everything He does, He is just in. There is justice there. In the American legal system, the justice system is supposed to be blind. It's not supposed to be able to be influenced by name, celebrity status, fame, or wealth, or political position. It's supposed to be blind. It is supposed to be balanced on a fulcrum, if you will, a scale of justice where, you know, the situation is weighed according to the law. But we find a lot of people here in America who are not wanting to operate from a position of justice. Now, I want you to see what that means. That means that I want God to forgive me. And justice says, because I want Him to forgive me, I'm going to be a bestower of forgiveness as well. I'm not going to be a person that harbors injustice in my heart. And so that's one manifestation of that. Another manifestation of justice is when God makes a promise, he keeps that promise. He doesn't just say words to say words or fill time or fill a space. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he is going to fulfill that. And when he says that he is coming back again, I believe that Jesus is coming back again. I believe that when he says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that he means absolutely everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When he says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord, that means that the wages of my sin, your sin, and everybody else's sin was death, that is separation from God. And that the only way to not get that paycheck, if you will, that spiritual paycheck for all of eternity, is to accept the gift of God, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. But that requires that we confess our sins and know that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. He didn't forgive us because of how good we were. He forgave us because of the price that Jesus paid upon the cross. And so we're coming upon the Easter season here. By the way, I want to encourage you to come out and be a part of what's going to be taking place at Merit Assembly of God in the rest of the month of April. I'm going to be preaching a powerful message this Sunday, I believe. We're going to be having an illustrated sermon on Easter Sunday. By the way, we'd like to invite you out. Maybe you're attending a sunrise service that day. We're going to be having a brunch at Merit Assembly of God at 9:30 for everybody who wants to come. And we're going to have a brunch from 9:30 to about 10:15. And then we're going to go in and we're going to worship our King. I'm going to be preaching an illustrated sermon that day. And we're just believing that God's going to do great and mighty things. So we'd like to invite you to come and be a part of that. 9:30, and our service lets out right around 12 o'clock normally. Come and be a part of that. God is a just God. He is just to forgive. But if we reject his offer of salvation, get back to my teaching here. If we reject God's offer of forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand that God is just in honoring his word as well as to the consequences for those who do not embrace faith. You see, there's not going to be a portion of heaven for those who live in rebellion to God's mandate and God's word. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ, saying yes to his lordship. God is a just God. God is a God of great strength. And so we talked about that a little bit on yesterday's broadcast, that God is a God of might and power, that God is a God of where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is going to be humility. Where the Spirit of the Lord God is, if you are not humbled by the mere thought of being in the presence of the Lord God, I don't know what will humble you. See, the reality is God hates pride. It is an abomination to him. A haughty spirit comes before the fall, and pride before destruction. God detests pride in every form, in every fashion. The only thing that we are supposed to boast of is him. Humility sets us up to receive grace. God gives grace to the humble. So I want to encourage you today that as you are preparing and, the realities of Easter get closer upon us, I pray that it will be a humbling experience for us, that we will say, wow, God went to great lengths just so that I could have the privilege of being reconciled to him and being in his presence. I don't know if you've ever offended anyone to the point that the relationship was dead. But I have. And I don't know if you've ever experienced the person that you offended offering to restore the relationship, but I have. They didn't do anything wrong. I did. And that may be probably the greatest example of how humbling it is to be in the presence of God that I will experience. And so I want to encourage you today. Let's set all the arrogance aside. You know what? It doesn't matter what brand of car you drive. Chances are really, really high that they're all going to be recycled or end up in the junkyard at some point in time. Very, very few ever make it to a museum or to a collector's piece. It is a very humbling thing. Where when it came to Daniel, Daniel was identified as having a spirit of excellence because of the Lord that he knew. And I will tell you are not going to find any defects in heaven. You are never going to find any place in under God's domain where there was anything with any errors in it or second class material. You know, there's a saying that says, well, that's good enough for government work. And you know, I believe that God deserves our very best. I believe that he deserves the best of our time. I believe that he deserves the best of our life. Why would we want to squander our youth and energy living for the devil and then give God the last few breaths of our life? Why would we want to do that? I'm thankful for people who've gotten saved. I mean, I'm thankful that the thief on the cross got saved. I'm thankful for a man in his 90s that I didn't know, but I knew his son. I knew his son led him to the Lord on his, you know, in the last weeks of his life. I've known people who got saved on the last day of their life. But you know what? I do celebrate their salvation, but I also feel some remorse for the opportunities that they missed that God could have used them to touch people in their sphere of influence. And so I want to encourage you, let's give God the best. Let's give him the best that we can of our finances. Look, the tithe doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. The tithe doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. And you can, I've had plenty of people who've wanted to argue with me through the years and about whether or not if you tithe, whether that's old covenant, new covenant, whether it's something you should do or you shouldn't do and all that sort of stuff. And I'll just tell you this. I have discovered that I don't want to take anything that belongs to God. I want to honor him with that. I want to sow into his kingdom. And I have found that his way is the best way. And so most of the people who claim to be Christians who want to argue about giving God the best of their finances, most of the people who want to argue with me about that are not living from a place of financial abundance and a place of financial joy and all sorts of stuff. I want to give God the best. I want to give him the best of my gifts. I want to give him the best of my strength. I don't want to give God my leftovers. I want to give him my best. And you should have such a reputation that whatever you do, you are bringing your best, that you are not. I hear this in football. Well, they'll take a few plays off here. They'll mail it in for a few plays or whatever. And the superstars, the people who are really the best of the best, they give their best all of the time. And I believe that heaven is going to be a place of excellence. And as a representative of my King here on earth, I want to be giving God my best as well. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Another reality of the Spirit of the Lord God being upon me is, let me take you to this passage here. Give me just a moment. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse number 10, it says, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn." Where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is going to be a spirit of grace, and there is going to be a spirit of supplication. Now, I believe that we should be very gracious. I think that it is unreasonable to demand mercy on our behalf and then not extend mercy on behalf or to others. Now, there needs to be some understanding there, but God wants to give us a spirit of grace. Now, I've told you before, mercy is me not receiving the things that I do deserve. I don't receive the wages of sin. Instead, I receive the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The mercy was not receiving the wages. The grace is receiving the gift. I didn't deserve the gift, and you didn't deserve the gift. And so, our relationship with people, especially in the church, it should not always be about performance. It should be about grace, the spirit of grace. And then there's the spirit of supplication, and that is praying. It is a spirit of prayer. And so I want to ask you, if the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us, shouldn't there be some communication there? Shouldn't there be some conversation between the Lord God and the child that he is resting upon? I believe that there should. I believe that whenever communication gets cut off, it is only a matter of time before that relationship is choked off completely and totally. And so God, when he comes and takes up residence in our life, it is going to be all about communication. It is going to be, okay, God, I'm here awaiting my marching orders. Too many people operate their relationship with God like a man, an old country farmer and his wife, and they had, it was her birthday, and she said, he said, "What do you want for your birthday?" And she said, "I want to go to marital counseling." And he said, "Why?" And she said, "That's what I want for my birthday." And he said, "Okay, whatever." And so they schedule a trip to the marriage counselor, and they're sitting there and they're talking, and the counselor's asking her some questions, and finally she says, "Well, he never tells me that he loves me." And the old farmer responded and said, I told you I loved you on the day I married you, and if it ever changed, I'd let you know. It hadn't changed, and so I still love you." But there was no communication for that. And I want you to know that if you love someone, you're going to talk to them. You're not going to be giving them the silent treatment. And so I pray that God will pour out upon us a longing and a desire, not where we have to pray, but we get to pray. You know, when my wife and I were dating, we were in two different cities. We I ended up moving about 4 months or 5 months before we got married. And we talked a lot on the phone. I'm sure we would have gone through a lot of cell phone charges at this point in time. But that all that communication wasn't just about things that were leading up to the marriage ceremony. It was supposed to be about a relationship of communication, dynamic communication that we are still having to this day. And so I want to encourage you in your spiritual walk to make sure that you are talking to God, you're talking to other believers, and you're talking to people that God wants to save. Another aspect of the spirit of supplication is the reference to supply. When I looked up the definition of the word supplicate, it talks about you are praying to God so that everything that you have need of, that it will be supplied. And I want you to know that with the Lord as my shepherd, I shall not lack. I'm not going to have any lack in my life. And so you and I, we don't have to be living with a covetous mindset. We don't have to be living with a spirit of jealousy. We should be content knowing that the relationship that we have with God is going to be of such a dynamic magnitude. It's going to be such a vibrant existence that we're getting to talk to Him. We're humbled by being in His presence. There's justice where He's at. We know that everyone is going to be treated justly, that He operates in strength, and that there is grace that is coming our way, that there's going to be an empowerment and there's going to be a supply, and we get to talk to God. You know, caller ID on your cell phones, it's one of those things that it's like, now you can look at it and say, I don't want to talk to that person, or I don't want to talk to this person. And then there are times when you get a phone call and you look at it and say, you know what? This is getting ready to be a very good day, because I'm getting ready to talk to the lover of my soul. I wonder what would happen if our prayer meetings at churches across Brevard County suddenly became what the Bible describes as a love feast, where we are coming together and we are loving on our Lord and Savior, and we're allowing Him to communicate with us. I think it would be a much better church, and we'd make a better impact on the county. Don't forget, 632-1000. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.